Today on episode number 366 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/366, I've got new toys. That's right. I'm going to be reviewing the Yamaha MG-102C. We've got a Because of My Podcast story. I'm going to be spotlighting Let's Reverse Obesity as the podcast spotlight in this episode. iTunes has reached a milestone. It's amazing. And I'm going to talk about how I created schoolofpodcasting.fm.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between. I bring along my 20 plus years as a technical trainer. I help you eliminate all the jargon, all that verbiage. When people start talking about that stuff, you're like, what, an RSS who? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to make it easy to understand and hopefully a little fun along the way. Now, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and a lot of today's show is based on listener feedback. We're going to be talking about schoolofpodcasting.fm today. I had like three people say, hey, hi, that's pretty cool. How'd you do that? So I'll talk about that. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can also leave a comment out at the website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. And lastly, ask your doctor if the School of Podcasting is right for you. And always like to start off the show with a Because of My Podcast story. You know, one of those things where you look back and you go, you know, because of my podcast, I am able to do this. And we've got Wayne Henderson. This is a part two. Wayne was the guy that called in, I don't know, a month or two ago, and he got to go. He's a huge Green Bay Packers fan, which is a football team here in the States. And he was able to go, not only go see a game, but like see a game in like prime seats. And now he's back with part two. Take it away, Wayne.
Hey Dave, Wayne Henderson here from MediaVoiceOvers.com, calling in with kind of a part two, a sequel, if you may, to my earlier story that you played on the School of Podcasting about because of podcasting, I was able to get a dream trip to Lambeau Field and watch my beloved Green Bay Packers trounce the Chicago Bears. And that was a fun story. I thank you so much for sharing it on the School of Podcasting. But now, because of that, I now have a new co-host for my podcast. Because, you know, Fringe, I was doing a show on that. That's over. And football season doesn't really start till September. So my buddy Troy Heinrichs, who is very kind and invited me up to Green Bay for that awesome game, he told me about, you know, during the summertime, there's this show coming on CBS called Under the Dome from Stephen King, and Steven Spielberg's involved and other good stuff. Anyways, we looked into it. We talked about it. We decided to do a show about that. So with that, we have Under the Dome Radio. It's the Under the Dome Radio podcast devoted to the CBS TV show Under the Dome, which, as you know, is going very well. In fact, we're already up past episode 8 of our podcast, and it's going really well. We even made it up to number 5 in the TV film podcast section of iTunes for a day or two. Nothing lasts long in iTunes, but, you know, we are so thankful for that, and it's just been amazing. We've interviewed a couple of the co-stars from the show on our podcast, and it's just been going gangbusters and just having a great time doing Under the Dome Radio podcast. And so thankful that because of podcasting, I got a dream trip to Lambeau Field to see the Green Bay Packers and got an awesome new co-host for my Under the Dome podcast. Awesome.
Wayne, it is awesome. One of the things I've said over and over about podcasting is one of the biggest benefits is I have a lot of great friends that I meet through my podcast. And the really cool thing is they love the same stuff I do. And it's like, wow, it's like you're handpicked. And we kick back and we geek out on podcasting and we geek out on WordPress and we talk about, I was talking with a guy, Josh, I forget your last name, from Australia. It was really cool. It sounded like he was right next to me, and we just geeked out on guitars. Speaking of that, I might as well mention that here. I was on the Mastermind podcast with Scott, and I was on the newly renamed, used to be He's still a black man with a gun, my buddy Ken Blanchard, and he's renamed his podcast. It's still Black Man with a Gun, but now it's called Heart and Soul, because it's always been kind of a variety show. And so it used to be, I think it was called The Urban Shooter, Black Man with a Gun. Now it's Black Man with a Gun, Heart and Soul. But anyway, Ken, K-E-N-N, Blanchard.com is where you can find all things Ken, and you can find Scott's podcast over at MastermindPodcast.com. Both those guys had me talking guitars. So that's one of my other passions. And I keep having people say, you need to work the guitar into the podcast. So we might do that in the future. All right, if I sound a little different today, it's because I've got new toys. And here's the thing. One of the things I really like about the Audio-Technica ATR-2100 microphone is it's both a USB microphone and it is a what's called an XLR microphone, which means it plugs into a mixer. So I have no problem recommending that microphone. In fact, right now I'm talking into my Electrovoice RE320. I'm going to turn this up, and right now, now you can hear this one actually has a little more bass, and this is why a mixer comes in. I could actually adjust this, maybe take out some of the mid, boost that up. And there we go. Turn up a little treble here. So this is the 2100. Again, doesn't sound bad. It actually has that cool bassy voice thing going on. And over here is the RE320. I'm just moving my mouth. And because these are both dynamic microphones, they pretty much just pick what up, right in front of it. And this is the 2100. This is the RE320. This one's $35. This one's about $300. So this is why I like this microphone. I'm in the 2100 right now, and it's a great sounding microphone for less than $40, and it's USB and XLR. So I'm going to go back to the RE320, and so it had the ability to grow, and I have been suggesting Behringer mixers. I have nothing bad to say about any Behringer product. They're always inexpensive. And the problem I was running into is people will buy those, and then later they want to kind of upgrade their equipment. Maybe they want to get a compressor or a noise gate, which are fun tools. What a compressor does is it makes loud things softer and softer things louder, so you end up with a more consistent sound. And you also then – a noise gate is something that – well, here, let me show you. Let me turn on my fan, and I'm going to turn on the 2100 is not going through a noise gate, so I'm going to turn that off. And now I'm on the 2100, and let's see. Turn up the fan. You may or may not be able to hear that. Let me turn up my microphone. So we got that background noise going. That's what a noise gate does, is now I'm going to turn on the RE320. The 320 is still picking up that. Oh, it's because it's bypassed. Here we go. If I turn on my noise gate, now I can talk, and you can kind of hear the fan in the background when I talk, but it cuts out that background noise. So there. So I've got that off because I wanted to compare. Today we're comparing microphones. Turn the fan off. I have a remote control for the fan, and people wonder why, you know, we're going to hear about how 30% of Americans are obese. I have a remote control for the fan. I can't get up the room and walk across the room to turn off the fan. Scary. Anyway, so what I have here then, so you're hearing these microphones going direct into the mixer. And actually, I lied. Those had a little bit of compression on them. I forgot I had that turned on. And this is the cool thing about this. The mixer I'm talking about today is called the Yamaha MG-102C. Now, what this has that the other mixer does not, number one, are these things called inserts, which allow you to insert, like the fact that I have a noise gate. Now, I don't need one right now because my room's pretty quiet, but I could insert a noise gate. I could insert basically effects. Do you need effects when you first start out? No. Are they cool to have? Yes. Are they expensive? Kind of. You know, anywhere from $100 to $200 probably. So you don't need them, but they are fun. Now, the cool thing is this particular mixer, again, the Yamaha MG-102C, and you can find this if you got to schoolofpodcasting.com/366, or if you just go to School of Podcasting MG102. He said writing that down so he knows to put that in the show notes later. MG102. I have no idea what MG stands for, but the cool thing about it is it has this insert thing, so I can put in a noise gate, I can put in a compressor, I can put in whatever I want. But the cool thing is it's got built-in compression. Now, when you go to talk into your microphone, what you want to do is you want to talk into it, and I'm going to turn this up, and I'm going to keep turning it up and up, and I want to see if I'm getting any kind of peak. Yeah, there we go. I don't want to blow people's ears out here, but there's a little peak light, and you want to turn it to where the peak light comes on and then back it down to where it comes off. So mine is about here, which is actually a lot of gain for this. Then what I can do is I can do things like, and I always want to make sure that my main output is louder than my channel output. And so I've got that. Now, if I want to, I can do things like I can turn up the bass and I can make me sound like I'm really nasally. And I have this thing for my S's and my T's. So I can adjust that for that. And right now, those are all basically at 12 o'clock. They're not adding, they're not subtracting. But it has this built-in compressor. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this halfway up. And so what this is going to do, again, is I can talk kind of loud, and it's going to help smooth things out. And if I turn this off, I sound like this. And if I get away from the microphone, I'm sitting back in my chair right now, and if I turn up the compressor, again, it's going to make that soft sound try to sound louder. And if I get closer, if I get right up on the microphone, it's going to kind of politely try to turn me down. Now, I'm going to turn this all the way up. This is as compressed as this thing's going to get. And you get that cool kind of radio voice if you want to. Yeah, this Sunday. Right. It picks up all those. It also picks up all the mouth noises and things like that. So it has a built-in compressor. So if you have a particular podcast and all of a sudden somebody gets really, really loud, the compressor, I can see I'm looking at my little flashing lights here, is going to stop it from getting too, too loud. And if I talk really, really soft, it's going to try to do that. So I have it about halfway at this point. And there you go. So the things I really like about this. Okay, number one, I've got four channels. Now, that's a little overkill if it's just you. But again, it gives you room to grow. Let me get to the point, because everybody in there, and if you're in your car, you're like, Dave, how much is it? It's $99. Now, the Behringer that I was using was like around 60. So I'm like, you know, for the extra 40, if you got the budget, this is a cool little gizmo. It does have a bypass filter. So if I do this, it'll take out some of my low end. So now I'm not sure why I would. That's more of a musical thing, I would think. It cuts out everything under like 80 hertz, but I'll go ahead and leave that back on. So I've got four channels, so I can plug four XLRs into it. I can plug two of those can have inserts. So for me and my wife, that's super. And then I've got two more if I wanted to. Again, you don't need to have effects on your voice. Then if I scroll over, we've got auxiliary sends. So if I, again, want to send out to just an effect thing, I've got stereo outputs, I've got tape outputs, I've got a whole bunch of outputs and inputs that I can do. And so if I want to do a mix minus type of thing, I can do that. And the other thing I love about it is the fact that it has an on off button. For whatever reason, the Behringer, if you wanted to take it off, you unplugged it. And this has an actual on off button, which is kind of cool, because it's saving a lot. Basically, my Behringer I just left on all the time. I just got tired of, you know, standing on my head to unplug it, or even just unplugging it from the back of the mixer. So I love the fact that it has an on-off switch. So that's a good thing. And now, I like Yamaha products. I'm a big fan of their guitars. I've used their speakers in the past, so I trust the name Yamaha. The one thing that I'm kind of like, not crazy about it is the casing of it. Let me make sure. Yeah, the casing, it's weird. The actual part with the knobs is metal. I think. Yeah, that's metal. But the rest of it is plastic. Okay, now, this would be a big concern if I was a traveling person and I was going to beat the snot out of this. But I'm not. So this sits on my desk. I plug it in, I set it up, and we're good to go. So with that said, I'm not that concerned. It does supply phantom power if you have a condenser microphone, but if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I don't recommend that we have a condenser microphone because they pick up too much noise. But the thing, again, so why I like this mixer and why I switched. Number one, A, built-in compressor, so without having to have inserts for that. And the fact that it does have inserts on two of the four channels, and it's under $100. I went, you know what? Because I just had somebody that bought the mixer, and then they went out and they bought a noise gate. Now, does this mean you can't use it if you don't have an insert? No. You plug your microphone into the noise gate, and you plug the noise gate into your channel input. So it's not a big deal. It's just not always, in some ways, the ideal configuration. I'm not really sure if there's a whole lot of difference there, but just everything I've read is like, oh, inserts are easier. So, and I guess you can kind of daisy chain them together, things like that. So if you're looking for a mixer, I don't know that I would upgrade unless you're going to be adding, you know, effects and things like that. But I give this definitely two thumbs up. It seems a little like I can, well, number one, it's a pro and a con. It doesn't seem to have quite the high output as the Behringer. But on the other hand, it seems a little quieter. I can, like, as I record this, the maximum output is all the way up. And I'm going to turn that up with my microphone. And there doesn't seem to be quite as much hiss. There's hiss. There's any mixer is going to have some hiss when you really just flatline it, just turn everything up. But if you're looking for a mixer for just barely under $100 with a built-in compressor, that's easy. It's one knob and a lot of flexibility in terms of outputs and inputs, I give it a thumbs up. And again, you can find this by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/MG102. Next up, I want to talk just briefly about a milestone that iTunes just hit. Now, iTunes, of course, is the big gorilla in the room. It's where a lot of people find podcasts. You should definitely have your podcast listed there. It's one of the first things that we talk about when when you join the School of Podcasting. I have tutorials that will walk you through that whole thing. And they just announced in iTunes they have 1 billion. Now, that is a 1 followed by 9 zeros. All right. 1 billion subscribers to iTunes. Now there's, depending on what you read, 250,000 podcasts, I think, in iTunes, but there is 1 billion subscribers. These are people that said, I want this information so much that I'm going to click on a button, click on another button, click on one more button, and then click on subscribe. Now, we all know how we scream at the microwave to hurry up. We are in a hurry. We want it now. We want it easy. And some people, 4 clicks is just way too much. And now, so we have a billion people who are so passionate about their topic, about getting your information, that they subscribed a billion times. Now, I was in a building this week where I was teaching, and each room held about 30 students, and I'm going to say there were about 18 rooms on a floor, okay? So if we take 18 rooms per floor times 30 people per room, that's 540 people on a single floor. As I walked around, I was on like this campus of this technical training institute thing. And really nice classrooms, high-tech stuff. But if all those were going strong, I would say 540 people were taking classes on that floor. With 1 billion subscribers, if each subscriber came to a class and it was a skyscraper, it would be 1,851,851 floors. That is one tall building. Just to give you an idea of how many 1 billion subscribers is. And people go, I don't know. Are people going to listen to podcasts? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And a billion of them went the extra mile to say, not only do I not want to just come onto their website and stream him, I love this so much. I'm so passionate about this topic. I'm going to click on this button and click on that button and click on the subscribe button. I'm going to subscribe in my phone where I just click the thing and do a search and go, yeah, subscribe. I'm going to do the thing on BeyondPod for those people on Android where I do a search and I click on the RSS button and say, hey, you want to subscribe? And, you know, that's not counting the BeyondPod people. That's not counting. This is just iTunes. I'm assuming maybe that they include the podcasts app in that as well. But it's a lot of people. So I just wanted to share that because I heard that. I'm like, man, that's one of those numbers that you read and you go, ah, a billion people. Cool. I'm like, no. That's a B. You know, it'd be a lot. It'd be amazing if it was an M and it was a million people. It's a B. That is billion. That is a lot of people. All right, next up, I like to spotlight members of the School of Podcasting. Give them a little shout out. And my buddy John over at Let'sReverseObesity.com. Here's another guy that we connect. You find like-minded people. We're both battling the bulge here. And I started off great this year and, lost 7 pounds. And then I found them and a couple of their friends. And so I wanted to just, if you are fighting the good fight, check out John's podcast over at Let'sReverseObesity.com. Here is, let's check out the first 2 minutes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Let's Reverse Obesity, the show about giving you the courage, support, tools, and motivation to finally live a healthier lifestyle, reduce your weight, and improve your quality of life. This show talks about the physical, mental, spiritual causes of obesity, and I will bring you the latest articles, gadgets, research on the topic of obesity. And together, we will use this information and these tools to reverse the process that causes obesity. I'm your host, John Buchanis. 1/3 of all people in the United States are obese, and I'm in that group too. But I am determined to change that in myself and in you. And if you are like me, you've tried every diet and failed and then just gave up. I say, let's try again. All right. Now, in the last episode, I asked you to sit down and really examine the why. Why are you in the condition you're in? Why in the past have you failed at weight loss? How'd you do? You know, for some of us, it's really hard to get to the why. And why is that? One reason could be excuses. Now, we've all made excuses. Excuses for why we can't. It's too hot. I'm too tired. I'm too busy. All the while, we sit around waiting for things to change and getting nowhere. With all the benefits of losing weight and getting into better shape, why do we still hesitate? Now, you can cure much of that by scheduling your priorities so you make urgency your friend and instead of merely prioritizing your schedule. So your big objectives, the most important goals, are addressed right away. It's like putting the big rocks in first.
Good stuff. Really like that podcast. And I stopped it there. I know it's a tease. You got to go out to his website, Let'sReverseObesity.com. I'll have links to that out in our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/366. And he talks about the Stephen Covey thing about putting rocks and sand and in water and such in a bucket. It's a great example. Got to check that out. And it's a great podcast over at Let'sReverseObesity.com. And the thing that John really does well, his last couple episodes, he's had some experts on, and you talk about somebody just being real and being passionate. You can just hear the excitement in his voice. And he's actually lost, he says on his website here, he's lost 95 pounds. So I got to start listening to John because I'm not dropping anything. So check it out. Let'sReverseObesity.com. All right, some other news in podcasting. I've talked about Spreaker in the past. This is going to kind of lead into my discussion on live podcasting. I'm not very good at it, by the way, for the record. And I'll talk about that. But one of the big news is, according to Spreaker on their blog, iHeartRadio is an app. It's a website owned by Clear Channel, which basically, in a nutshell, here in the States, owns about every single radio station worth owning. And they've added a talk channel to this web-based service. Now, the interesting thing about iHeartRadio is it's better than actual radio. Because here, I live in Cleveland, Ohio, right? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio. Our radio station's just yuck, right? Do I really need to hear You Shook Me All Night Long and Two Tickets to Paradise and The Lemon Song by Zeppelin? Really? Again? Really? Seriously? So I liked that I could go there. I grew up in the 80s. So, you know, I'd go over and listen to a little hair metal. And I was like, wow, this iHeartRadio thing's pretty cool. Now, for the record, I don't listen to it. I listen to podcasts. I haven't listened to the actual radio in a very long time. And when I do, it's like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It's horrible, right? So they've added a talk channel to iHeartRadio. And according to Spreaker, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/Spreaker, it's like speaker with an R, you can now submit your podcast through Spreaker to iHeartRadio to be included on the iHeartRadio app. Very, very cool. Very excited about this. Anytime podcasters get a bigger platform, I'm all for it. When I did some quick Google search, they said 30 million people are registered for iHeartRadio. Doesn't mean they're listening, because I listen, when I do use iHeartRadio, I listen to Jay Moore's sports show often when I'm eating lunch in my car. And if I'm someplace where I can't get the station, I will tune in via iHeartRadio. I have the app. That's about the only time I listen. So yes, I'm a registered user. I don't listen a whole lot. So with that said, what's interesting about that, I listened to Mike Russell's Music Radio Creative podcast. Great podcast, great guy. And holy cow, you got to check out his YouTube channel if you want to learn Audacity. They're not Audacity, excuse me, Audition. Great guy. And you can find him over at schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC, he said, making another note, because I used to have you type Music Radio Creative. And Mike has gone the American thing here, where we always shorten everything, like Kentucky Fried Chicken is KFC and things like that. But I heard Mike interview and Isabella. Don't want to forget about Izzy. That one of the top dogs at Spreaker. And they said, yeah, it's the only way to do this. And I'm going, I don't think so. Because there are people on here like Jay Moore, Jillian Michaels, who, by the way, is this like uber super famous fitness trainer. Because I was talking to a guy from Australia. He goes, who is Jillian Michaels? Right? WTF. It's a lot of the same old players. TED Talks. Good Morning America. I can't imagine why anyone would want to listen to Good Morning America. The Adam Carolla Show. You know, Paul Schaefer's Day in Rock. And if you go over to Spreaker, I don't think you're going to find Paul Schaefer's Day in Rock. Let me put that one to the test. A little Spreaker action here, and of course, see, I'm going to go off here on, I see Daniel J. Lewis, my buddy, has got some of his podcasts over here now, but I hate the fact, here we go at the top, search shows. So if I type in Paul Schaefer, yeah, Paul Schaefer is not on Spreaker. Let me double check that one more time. Paul Schaefer, nope. The day in Rock. See, so it is kind of a live podcast. Yeah, no Paul Schaefer, The Day in Rock on Spreaker. So if somebody's saying this is the only way to do it, I'm going to go, no, there's a back door somewhere. Not to me and you, the average Joe podcaster, but I think if you got enough downloads and listens and things like that, there's a back door somewhere to iHeartRadio. And one of those being, I'm Paul Schaefer, I'm on the David Letterman Show. I'm on CBS. I'm Ryan Seacrest. I'm so I'll be really, really happy about this when I see, like, you know, Binky and the Wiz or some completely independent person. Now, with that said, it's worth trying, but I'm like, okay, so that's news. You can now, you know, iHeartRadio is going to start having talk, and there is a channel through Spreaker that you can submit your podcast. And I'll be doing that. I actually have a channel. I've been doing the Ask the Podcast Coach show 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And so that's news. And we'll see. Again, just it's another channel that's open. We have Stitcher, which is another way to get into cars. You know, you can go over to Stitcher and sign up and get your podcast listed there. Anything else that we can get? We talked with this with Jim Cullison a couple weeks ago, just trying to be everywhere. And this might be worth a shot. And according from what I see on Spreaker's website, you don't have to be a paying member. If you get chosen, you actually get upgraded to like the Super Jumbo Deluxe package. Now, what I'm interested to see is, when it's on iHeartRadio, are they going to start slapping a bunch of ads on the front of it that I get no cut of? That's always the fun question. But we'll wait and see at this point. But just keeping you in the loop. Here again, we're seeing how podcasting is growing and it's expanding its reach. All right, next up, want to talk about, I've had one of the questions that came in a lot over the last week, had a lot of people ask me about schoolofpodcasting.fm. We talked about Spreaker, and I'm going to tell you what I don't like about Spreaker. There's a lot of things I like about Spreaker. It's very easy, but again, you don't have to podcast live. I'm not a huge fan. It takes a lot of prep up front. And it's live. And see, what you do is what you see is what you get, right? And it takes practice. With that said, though, the point of this segment is, all right, if you're going to podcast live, what happens is, like right now, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live, there's nothing there. What do I think about it? It's just a schedule. And there's a link to where you can hear past episodes. Well, what if you went there and you could actually hear past episodes automatically, which, again, kind of you can do with Spreaker. The other thing I want to point out here, we're going to jump into the geek pool just a little bit. If you open up Notepad and you copy if you go to Libsyn, we're going to be talking about Libsyn here in a second, but if you go to Libsyn or wherever you have your audio file at, Blueberry, et cetera, et cetera, and you copy the direct link to your audio file. I don't know how they do this in video, but in audio, just, you know, paste. Then do a save as and save that file as whatever you want to call it. You know, SOP. And then you want to make sure to name it .m3u. Then you upload that file to your website. And when people click on that, you'll put a link to it. It looks at that text file. The text file has an address to all of your MP3 files, and it will just start playing one after the other. So in that aspect, it's a way of making a streaming radio player. There are tools like PodTrack. If you go to player.podtrack.com, where you can automatically stream old episodes. Blueberry has a great player. Libsyn has a player. But this is a way that you can actually live broadcast. This isn't podcasting. We're going to be talking broadcasting. And the way I'm doing this is I'm using a website called Listen to My Radio. And you can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com/live radio. schoolofpodcasting.com/live radio. And yes, that is an affiliate link. And what you want to sign up for is the Shoutcast 2 service. And if you go over there and let's say you wanted it to be CD quality. Okay. And well, let's do the first one. If I go, I want it 64, which is basically it's CD quality, but it's mono. Okay. If I do that for 10 listeners, it's $5 a month. I can have unlimited listeners, right? I can only have 10 people at a time though. And
I could say here that my server is in the United States, $5 a month. Now, if I up that to 25 listeners, it's $12.50 a month. If I go up to 50 listeners, it's $25 a month. Now, obviously, the more listeners you have, you know, the better connection, things like that. If I were to take that back and say, I want to be CD quality, I'm going to go stereo. Maybe I'm doing music. For 10 listeners, $7.50. For 25 listeners, $18.75. For 50 listeners, $37.50. And you can go in, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/366, I will show you the kind of stats that you can get on this kind of service. I'll tell you some of these now. The average length that people listen on schoolofpodcasting.fm, and for the record, schoolofpodcasting.fm is a lot of kind of brand new to podcasting questions. I wanted to create a resource for people, and I have them listening approximately 11 minutes. I have a total listening hour. This is over the last 30 days of 106 hours. 6,336 minutes have been listened. The average session length is 30 minutes. I'm reading the wrong one. Yeah, the average listening time is 30 minutes. 39 countries, 172 different listeners. And I can see that today I've already had two listeners, and I can see that that was between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If I go to countries, United States, Germany, United Kingdom, Brazil, Argentina, Canada. Yeah, Canada, Australia, Japan, blah, blah, blah. And I can see what tracks they're listening to. And this is, again, it's nothing too crazy. I can see that 33% listen more than 2 minutes. It goes through this whole stat. I mean, I'm not going to bore you with stats, but basically you get a lot of cool stats as to where your people are coming from. So you can do that. So I say this because, like I said, if you started with a 64, you can actually go down to 32. That is phone quality. Eugh. Mine is medium quality. It's 64 mono, which is actually CD quality. For 25 people, I'm spending $12.50 a month. Okay. And what's cool about this now, so that's $12.50, whereas if I went to Spreaker, and I can broadcast as live as long as I want. If I want to do, you know, 30 minutes, I can do 30 minutes. I want to do 30 hours, I can do 30 hours. No restrictions on how long. The only restriction is how many people can listen simultaneously. And I'm really hating the new Spreaker website as I'm on it right now. Now, on one hand, they're doing very good at making me want to listen to other shows. I just want to get to the bottom of your page so I can see the different plans here. Yeah, $19.99 a month. I can record up to 3 hours. And I have, now they also act as a media host. So that's the other thing to think about here. If you do this system, they're not storing your recordings. You could put them up there after they're recorded. You could easily put them up there and people can listen to them that way. Okay. And you get like 2 gigs of storage, which is a lot. So, but it's not a podcast. I mean, I'm going to keep beating that over. This is not podcasting. This is broadcasting. And some people want to be everywhere. So this is a way to do it. You know, if I go up one plan and I want 5 hours of live broadcast, in other words, 5 hours unlimited, it's $49 a month. But typically the broadcaster at Libsyn, $20 a month. You can actually broadcast live at Spreaker for 30 minutes free. And you can see their plan. Now, let me... So I say that because here I'm doing 25 listeners simultaneously for $12.50. My last stat from my, I've been doing live shows every Saturday, 11 a.m., which may not be the best time, obviously, for the West Coast and you know, parts around the world. I'm getting somewhere around 5 to 9 listeners. So I could easily do this package and not be in really kind of any chance, and I'd be saving myself $7 a month. Now, Spreaker obviously has a lot of social media tied to it, which is also a big plus of that. And of course, like we mentioned earlier, they're now getting tied into iHeartRadio. But the question was, Dave, how are you doing schoolofpodcasting.fm? So I'm just explaining. If you're not interested in broadcasting, feel free to skip ahead. So that is how that I'm doing that. Now, this system right here goes in and I can make playlists. And so I have one playlist called Podcasting 101. And there's like an hour's worth of material there. Then I have another playlist called Testimonials. And then I have another playlist called Spots. And so I basically say, most of the time, play Podcasting 101. Then every, I think it's every three songs, now a song would be a lesson in this case, play a testimonial of somebody going, hey, Dave Jackson, I like him, he's a good guy. Then it'll play three more tips, and then it might play something like, you're listening to SOP Radio. And that's it. And then it just automatically rotates that through that. So that's what schoolofpodcasting.fm does. Now, the cool thing is if you want to then take that same channel where people are listening and listen live, you can do that with that same exact system that's automatically just, you know, playing whatever you've uploaded to it. And you can use a program. Now, I'm using a thing called Radio Boss. I'm using their trial right now. But this is from a company called DJ Soft. And I'll have, again, a link to all this stuff along with videos, schoolofpodcasting.com/366. And if I go up, there are two ways to do it. Now, Radio Boss is a cool tool where I can do things like this. You can make like carts, basically. So I can say, if I'm going to do a last five and five, I can click on Rachel here from Music Radio Creative, and we can hear.
And now it's time for a last five and five. What were the last five podcasts you listened to?
And then I can come over here and let's say I wanted to hear, and you'll hear where this software automatically fades things in and out. So I'm going to play part of a promo from Weekly Web Tools, and then I'm going to play a commercial I did for HostGator. So you'll hear them mid through here. Well, I'll just talk to you. Here's the promo. And you'll notice how that faded in.
Then come check out the weekly.
Now, if I want, I can click on the mic button and it'll automatically duck that down. So I'm talking. Now I'm going to unmute my mic. It comes back up. And now I'm going to start the other file. And it fades through. Hear how it faded the other one out? Just faded this one in. And now when I click on the stop button, this will automatically fade this out.
Unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth.
So it's basically meant for radio people. Like I can make a playlist and say, you know, play AC/DC. Then obviously live streaming, broadcasting, there's a whole legal aspect about playing music. And my quick answer is don't find indie music, but you can make playlists, all the stuff you do with Listen to My Radio, you can do with this software, then connect to your live streaming technology and just do all the playlisting and things like that here with this software. Now, this software is not cheap. It is, I have the standard version. It's $200 if I were to buy this. They have an express version that's $120. They have a Super Jumbo Deluxe version. It's $240. And you're like, that's a little steep. Check this out. There's a software program that they do called Radio Caster. Now, what this is, this is a little bit like the Mixler system. If you go over to mixlr.com, this is another live streaming service. But the bad news is with Mixler, you have to go to their website to listen. With this, you can actually put a player right on your website that is HTML5 compliant, also, by the way. And you can use this Radio Caster. And what I do is I can plug in, you know, my mixer, my output of my mixer into my microphone input. And then whatever I put into my mixer, whether it's music, promos, transition music, I basically run everything through the mixer and then into my, whatever goes into the microphone input goes out over my broadcasting that way. That's a one-time fee of $40. So I'm like, okay, now we're talking. So if you wanted to do live broadcasting, you could spend $40 on RadioCaster, the software to tap into your live streaming service, and then $12 a month for the actual streaming part. I will say that Listen to My Radio has phenomenal support, because when I first tried to put these two things together, I was missing one little part where the SID number was number one, and got on their live chat, and the guy had me up and running in no time. So I do like their customer service as well. But Radio Boss might be a little overkill for the average podcaster. The one thing I don't like about the software, like these carts, you know, here's the bell from the School of Podcasting. You know, I have no ability to set the volume level for each one of these carts. I can do that to a certain extent on some of the playlist stuff, because you can have a playlist for each one of your podcasts. You can see there's all sorts. Oh, the other thing you can do that's cool about this is if you haven't heard about it yet, the Libsyn is the media host that this podcast is on. It's one of the two that I recommend, and you can get a free month, by the way, if you need a media host, go over to Libsyn.com, use the coupon code SOPFREE. They've started a podcast. Elsie is who is their kind of their social media guru over there, is now doing a podcast. And we always love when people peel back the curtain. And one of the things I like about this Radio Boss program is I can go in and make clips without actually making clips. I can say start here and end here. And actually, in this case, I tell it one to fade out. So you'll hear when I hit start, it will kind of fade her in, and then we'll hear her talk about her stats, and then it'll fade out.
And where has it gotten us? Okay, so here we go. Here are stats. As of the day of this recording, which is July 25th, 2013, we have had 447 downloads of episode number one. We have had in all of our downloads and 925 all-time downloads of both of our episodes.
There you go. And you can see where that automatically faded out there. I will say one of the things I would do in this case is if you hear that high-pitched squeal, that is from my sound card. I'm not a huge fan of my sound card in my Dell computer, but it is what it is. Can't do much about it. And I think I would get an iMic, a Griffin iMic. And no, that's not it. Is that it? Yeah. It's a USB converter. I had one, and I think it just sat around and got old. It doesn't work anymore, but I've had it for probably 7 years and just quit working. And I would probably do that to get a little less noise if I was going to be connecting, a mixer. If I was actually recording into my computer, I think I would get a new iMic just to do that. So it's a cool program. I like it. It's a little, again, there's a lot of features here if you're just looking to broadcast, because you can set up times when it's going to run jingles, just like the playlist do on the website. So if you're just looking to connect to the station and you'll just do everything live, then that other software, the $40 software, whose name Radiocaster, is probably the way to go. This one, Radio Boss, does allow me to do fun things like jingles. So if I click on this button, except I turned down the volume. That's not very good. Oh, on my mixer. There you go. 30%. Hold on. See, I told you I was no good at live. Let me turn back up. So I've got...
You're listening to School of Podcasting Radio at schoolofpodcasting.fm.
There you go. You know, here's another one.
You're listening to School of Podcasting Radio.
That's me, trying to sound like a deep voice radio guy.
When you're ready to start your podcast, use the coupon code radio at
schoolofpodcasting.com. Right. So that's me trying to make sure that $12 a month is worth it. There's also a built-in equalizer. So again, if you're broadcasting, but $300, I don't know, for me, for live broadcasting, maybe a little out of my range. We'll see as time goes on. I know SAM Broadcasting is another tool. And going back to Spreaker, if you have the Big Shot Smarty Pants version at Spreaker, you can actually tie in this software to Spreaker. The question always comes up, what if I want to have two people on Skype on Spreaker or live? You almost need to have two computers, except you can. Somebody gave me this tip. I got to go back and find out who gave me this. I will give you credit in the next podcast. Don't forget, if you have Wi-Fi at home and you have a smartphone, you can load Skype on your phone. Plug your phone into your mixer and boom, if you go, oh, I don't have a second computer. If you have a smartphone, you kind of do. And because you can operate Skype over Wi-Fi on your phone, you won't be chewing up all your bandwidth. I'm just saying, that's another way to do that. So that's some of the tools that I'm playing with. And like I said, you can find everything I talk about, all the videos, things like that. I'm for me, the live thing is fun. I love the instant feedback that you get. I'm just, it takes a lot of preparation. And you have things like I just did where I forgot. I turned the knob down because I was tired of having this noise in the background. And then when I hit play, I forgot to turn it back up. You know, that's just, I guess, things you'll do with practice. Or you just kind of go, eh, all right. I mean, I play, I'm a musician and I make mistakes every time I'm on stage. You don't do them, but you just kind of go, eh, all right, keep moving. And a lot of times if you don't point them out, people don't even know. So that answers the question. So today, what did we find out today as we came to the school of podcasting? Well, we talked about because of my podcast and how the fact that it's going to lead you to like-minded people. We talked about the new Yamaha MG-102C. And again, you can find that out at schoolofpodcasting.com/MG-102. And it's a great mixer with a little room to grow, probably a little overkill when you first start off. But rather than spend $60 and then later want to spend $100, I would say if you've got the budget, just do 100 if you plan on adding additional effects like compression and things like that. But this microphone, this mixer, excuse me, has built-in compression. So it's pretty handy that way. We also talked about, we met John from letsreverseobesity.com. We talked about Spreaker and iHeartRadio, the fact that it's another door, another path for podcasters to get in front of a larger audience. And then lastly, I answered the question, hey, Dave, how are you doing that school of podcasting.fm? Now, is that something I recommend for everybody, by the way, the live thing? No, but it is a fun way that you can see if people are listening when they go to your live. So if I was doing, you know, we talked to Wayne talked about doing that live podcast or not live podcast, but doing the podcast about the radio, the TV show. Geez, Dave, spit it out. And one of the things that a lot of people that are podcasting about TV shows are doing is they will go live, and I mean broadcast live, right after that show ends. And then everybody that watches the show, that community assembles at your website. And here's a great way to do that. Now, again, you could do that via Spreaker. Here's what I don't like about Spreaker, and then we'll get, I forgot to mention that. I don't like the fact that every time I broadcast on Spreaker, I have to take all the files I use, my intro music and anything like that, and kind of reassemble them. The thing I loved about the Radio Boss thing is I can have a playlist for each of my podcasts and just go in and click my sounds, and I can have a cart for kind of things on the fly. I can have a playlist for background music. So if I want to have like a music bed, so if I wanted to, he said, going back to prove that point, I thought I put some stuff here. Yeah. So I could have some music going here. Here we go. I could do that stuff. And then if I get done talking, right, and I want this background music to end, I can just click on stop and it'll fade off in the background. So I wish Spreaker had that ability. There is no fade button on Spreaker. That drives me crazy. And I'm not super confident in their meters. I've gone back and listened to some of my podcasts on Spreaker, and I always stay below zero, which isn't even really labeled on Spreaker. And I go back and listen and I'm like way distorted. And I'm like, ugh, that's not acceptable. So I'm a fan of Spreaker. I love the fact that they have this whole social media thing going on over there. And is it worth going over there and uploading a podcast? Sure, go ahead. Like Jim Collison said, if you got the time, you know, see if anybody listens. But for me, I think I like having more control over my live thing and the fact that I can see stats. And it sounds stupid, I'm saving $8 a month, you know, because I'm actually paying the $20 a month for Spreaker. So that's just me. Again, really no right or wrong answer here, but I had a lot of people say, Dave, how are you doing that? That's really cool. And like I said, don't forget, there are already systems in place so that people can just click and listen to old podcasts of yours. Blueberry has a player. PodTrack, if you go to player.podtrack, and PodTrack is PodTrack.com as a player, or you can make your own with just Notepad. And there's another service called Wimpy Player. If you want to kind of brand your own, you can do that. So a lot of fun ways there, a lot of news, things like that. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited. I'm so pumped up this week because this weekend, as you listen to this on Monday, this coming weekend, my very first ever podcasting in 6 weeks class kicks off. And man, am I pumped for that. And so are the students. And if you want to get on the next one, go over to howtopodcast.com. This is the group coaching that I'm doing. Very small class sizes. And we meet every Saturday. And it's just you and me and a couple of friends. And we're all, in 6 weeks, going to end up with a podcast in iTunes. Now, if you want more of a self-paced approach, and honestly, a little less expensive, come over, sign up for the School of Podcasting. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. We've got everything you need. And you do have little old me assisting you via email, right? Now, if you want the super fast approach, you can come over and hire me for some one-on-one consulting, and we will get you up and running super duper duper quick. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you next week. Have a good week wherever you are. Thank you so much for listening. I realize you're busy, and we will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I remind you to live a life worth podcasting about, and hopefully I will see you on the inside. Take care, and God bless. And what I do is I bring my 20 plus years of teaching If you want things extremely straight-laced and you like a lot of chit-chat and a lot of behind the scenes and the fact that, you know, whatever, my kids wipe poo on the wall or something, and not a lot of that in this show. Want to be starting something, Michael Jackson, we are going to tangent on that because I'm extremely sleep deprived. See, I said stick to the point, and now I'm going to prove you wrong, or myself wrong. In that song, Want to Be Starting Something, that song is all about Michael Jackson being upset about the paparazzi always making up lies about him. And that's right, he called them a vegetable. That's right, you're a vegetable. Those are fighting words, Michael. Anyway.